Okay, we've been looking at these seven personalized messages of Jesus in the book of Revelation that Jesus gives to these seven churches in Asia. And like I said before, these messages are relevant to us today
because
these are pattern churches.
چون کلیساهایی بودن که یه نوع نمونه کلیساهایی
بودن. Where we can learn from what to do and what not to do.
می‌تونیم یاد بگیریم که چگونه باشیم و چگونه نباشیم.
As a church, we can be like some of one or more of these churches.
یکی از این کلیساها یا دو تا از این کلیساها شباهتش به کلیسای ما بخوره.
And as individual Christians,
اما به عنوان مسیحیان شخصی,
we can be like.
می‌تونیم
these Christians in those churches.
مثل مسیحیان تو کلیساها.
Where today we're looking at the last church.
امروز در آخرین کلیسا رو می‌بینیم. کلیسای هفتم.
The church in Laodicea.
کلیسای لودیسیه.
As we will see, this is not a church that's doing great.
این کلیسا کلیسای خیلی خوبی نیست.
And Jesus has nothing positive to say about to this church.
چیز مثبتی در مورد این کلیسا نداره.
So let's start reading.
شروع کنیم خوندن.
Verse 14.
آیه 14.
Chapter 3 Revelation. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Yeah, like with every church we saw, we had this introduction. It's written to the angel, the church, point to the messenger, the pastor or the leader of the church. And then it says some Jesus introduces himself each time in a different way. Now, this introduction of who Jesus says he is sometimes taken out of context.
بعضی وقتا از موضوع درش میرن و یه سری مذهبای دروغی
that Jesus isn't a created being.
و میگن که عیسی مسیح خلق شده است.
And for example, the Jehovah's Witnesses are known for doing that.
یهوه این کارو میکنن از این آیه استفاده میکنن.
Yeah, they don't believe that Jesus is the Almighty God.
که عیسی مسیح خدای قدوس بود.
And they will say, oh, he is Michael the Archangel.
میگن اون میکائیل فرشته خداوند بود که در حقیقت جسد بود.
And they will point to this verse, for example, and say, oh, it says he is the beginning of the creation of God.
میگه آغاز خلقت خداست.
And that means God created Jesus first.
اولین چیزی که خدا خلق کرده
عیسی مسیح. This is heresy. This is wrong.
Jesus
is not a created being.
عیسی مسیح خلق نشده.
Jesus is God Almighty.
عیسی مسیح خداست.
And even the first chapter of this book already revealed that.
آشکار شده.
Yeah, let's read first chapter 1 verse 8 again.
یک آیه 8 رو بخونیم یه بار دیگه.
From the book of Revelation. And of course, this is Jesus speaking.
Yeah,
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty.
من هستم الف و یا اول و آخر. میگوید آن خداوند خدا که هست و بود و میآید قادر متعال.
Yeah, Jesus is the Almighty.
عیسی مسیح قادر متعال.
Yeah, and in the same chapter you will find he is the one.
همون فصل می‌بینیم او کسی است که
was dead and now alive again.
مرده بود و روز زنده است و اعلام میکنه که فقط
Verse 1 talks about this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
مکاشفه عیسی مسیح اولش اعلام میکنه در مورد مسیح داره صحبت.
But let me give you some more scriptures.
بذارین چند تا آیه دیگه هم
showing that Jesus is the creator.
و نشونتون بدم که عیسی مسیح کسی بود که خالق نه
instead of a part of a creation the creation
از خلقت خداوند
go to Colossians 1 verse 14
یک آیه 14
and stay there because we're going to read some more verses
آیه های زیادتری رو بهتون نشون خواهم داد
verse 14 says in whom we have redemption through his blood even the forgiveness of sins
که در وی به سبب خون او
بازخرید
شدیم
Yeah, of course. Who is only 14 for now? Yeah, 14. Okay, of course. Who is this talking about? Yeah, answer is Jesus. Yeah, we have forgiveness of our sins through Him.
Yeah, through His
His death on the cross. Yeah, and He rose again. Through his blood.
بازخرید شدیم به وسیله او.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this is about Jesus.
هیچ شکی نداریم که کلوسیان در مورد عیسی داره صحبت
Read verse 15.
آیه 15 شو بگیم.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Yeah, so Jesus is the image of the invisible God. You look at Jesus, then you look at God. He's the image. Yeah, the firstborn of every creature. Yeah, he was before every creature.
Read verse 16.
16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
زیرا که در او همه چیز آفریده شد، آنچه در آسمان و آنچه بر زمین است، از چیزهای دیدنی و نادیدنی و تختها و سلطنتها و ریاستها و قدرتها، همه به وسیله او و برای او آفریده.
Yeah, so Jesus came before every creature. Why?
Yeah,
it says for, because by him all things were created. Yeah, that are in heaven, that are earth, visible, invisible.
Yeah,
all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things. And by him all things consist. Read verse 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jesus is the creator. Jesus was already there at the beginning. He was before all things.
Now,
go to John 1. John 1 and read verse 1. And we're going to read some more verses from here as well. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yeah, so it talks about the Word, and this Word is something that is with God, and then it's directly described as is God. And of course, we know this is a reference to the fact that God is three in one. Now, read on, verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God, talking about the Word again. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Yeah, so everything that was created was made by him. Who was the him again? It was the Word. Yeah, the Word that was with God and a Word that was God. Okay, who's the Word? Skip to verse 14, same chapter. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the Word. Yeah, the one who was God and was with God. Yeah, the one without who nothing was made. The one for who everything was made. He is the beginning of the creation because he is the creator. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Yeah, God created everything. The heaven and the earth. God was already there at the beginning, obviously. Now go to Exodus 20, verse 11. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Yeah, the Lord, all capitals. God. He created the heaven and the earth. The sea and all that in them is. Okay, who again created all things? Jesus is the one who created all things. Because Jesus is the Lord, all capitals. Yeah. It said about the Word. Yeah. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Yeah, Jesus is God the creator. He is not a created being. Yeah. Go to Revelation 3. Let's see what Jesus has to say to this church. And read verses 15 and 16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
اعمال تو را می دانم که نه سرد و نه گرم هستی، کاش که سرد بودی یا گرم، پس چون گرم هستی یعنی نه گرم و نه سرد، تو را از دهان خود تف خواهم شد.
Now imagine if you would come to church on Sunday morning and say, hey, we have a letter from Jesus here. Yeah, let me read it for you. Now everybody gets excited. It's a personal message. Everybody wants to know what is in it. And then the letter starts like this. Yeah. You're neither cold or hot. Yeah, you look warm.
Yeah,
you're something that I want to spit out of my mouth. That's what the Laodiceans were hearing. Yeah, so from this we can clearly understand that being a lukewarm Christian is not a good thing. Yeah. Now, what exactly does it mean to be a lukewarm Christian? Now, the first aspect of this is that it's neither cold or hot. Yeah, a lukewarm Christian is halfway in and halfway out. He's not making a clear choice. He wants to keep one foot in the world. And Jesus compares it with something that he would consume.
با چیزی مقایسه میکنه که اگه تو دهن
من باشه توفتون
میکنم چون اصلا لذتی نداره تو دهن نگه داشتن.
Let me give you the example of coffee.
مثال
it's like drinking coffee. If you want coffee, you order either cold
coffee رو یا داغ سفارش میدین یا داغ نشون میدین یا سرد.
Because that's what people want.
یا سرد یا داغ.
Yeah, lukewarm coffee is not on the menu.
کافی بلند پیشکی نداری.
That's because nobody likes it.
دو طرفش. پیشکی دوستش نداره.
Yeah, that's Jesus says about the Christian that is lukewarm. I don't like this. I don't want you to be lukewarm. Yeah, actually, I want you to be on fire. I want you to be hot. Yeah, I don't want you to be hanging out in the middle. Yeah, having just one leg in the world, being a worldly Christian. Yeah, because that's what a lukewarm Christian does. They like to be a follower of Christ. They like the things of God. They come to church. We're talking to a church here. Yeah, they also like what the world has to offer. Yeah, they come to church on Sunday. But then on Monday, they just act and live like the world. Yeah, they pick from two places. Yeah, you're trying to be holy at the same time as being carnal.
And
of course, that doesn't work. You end up being lukewarm. You end up being in a place that God is not pleased with you. Now go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings 18, verse 21. 1 Kings 18, verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long had you been between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the Lord answered him not a word. Oh, sorry, and the people answered him not a word.
What did you say?
1 Kings 18, verse 21.
آنگاه ایلیا به تمامی قوم نزدیک شده گفت تا به کی میان دو فرقه میلنگی؟ اگر یهوه خداست او را پیروی کنی و اگر بعل خداست از پی او بروی، اما قوم به او هیچ پاسخ نداشت.
Yeah, so Elijah tells them,
the
people, how long are you going to be between two opinions?
تا کی بین این دوتا گیر کرد؟
How long are you going to throw somewhere in the middle?
درست وسط این دوتایی یه پایین و یه پایین.
Between following God
یا دنبال خدا
and following Baal.
دنبال بعل بودن.
Make a choice.
تصمیم بگیر کدوم طرفی.
Now sometimes people take this as in
مردم دنیا اینو برمی‌دارن میگن
because Jesus talks about hey, I rather you be cold or hot.
عیسی مسیح میگه من ترجیح میدم سرد باشی بهش.
And they think oh, if I'm not completely on fire for God.
اگه من برای آتش خداوند کاملا گرم باشم.
I might as well be completely backslidden because
عقب گرد کنم کلا.
Jesus says I rather cold or hot.
عیسی مسیح ترجیح میدم یا سرد باشم یا گرم.
But that's of course not the point that Jesus is making here.
این نکته نیست که عیسی مسیح میسازه.
Yeah. Because it's not just that they're half in and half out. As we'll see now, they actually think they are doing well.
فکر میکنن حالشون خوبه.
Read verse 17.
آیه 17 رو بخونید.
In Revelation 3.
مکاشفه 17.
Yeah. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable and poor and blind and naked.
زیرا میگویی ثروتمند هستم و ثروتمند اندوختم و به هیچ چیز محتاج نیستم و نمیدانی که تو مستمند و رقتبار و فقیر و کور و عریان هستی.
Okay, so they're half in, half out Christians. But they're also deceived into believing that they think they're okay. Yeah, because you say, hey, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I have a need of nothing. They think everything is okay. Yet they're not. They're not on fire for God. Yeah, they want to live with one foot in the world. And in reality, they do not understand their true state. What is their true state? They're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now, you might listen to this and you think, hey, this is when you are a new believer. Yeah, when you just start walking with God, you're still in the world, you're just leaving from there. But that's not what this is about. This is not the group that Jesus is addressing here. Yeah, if you're a new believer, of course you are still in the world because you're just getting out there. Yeah? Jesus is not upset with you if you're learning, if you're growing. Yeah, it will take time. The Laodiceans are not new believers. Yeah, the passage is also talking about completely backslidden Christians. Because the completely backslidden Christian, they know they're not right with God. Yeah, they know that they're not great Christians. Yeah, they're not going to say, oh, we're doing well.
Yeah,
we're rich. We're increased with goods. We need of nothing.
So,
the people in Laodicea are halfway in, halfway out. Yeah, they think they're okay. Yeah, that makes them lukewarm. That makes them what Jesus says about that he wants to spew out of his mouth. Now, this world has a lot of Christians that are like that.
تو دنیای امروز ما مسیح زیاد اینجوری داره.
Come to church.
بیا کلیسا.
Claim the name of Christ.
نام مسیح رو اعلام میکنم. من قدرتمندم.
Think they're doing well.
فوق العاده ام. هر یک شنبه هستم.
Yet they're not on fire for God.
اما برای خداوند.
They're half in and half out.
نصف را تو نصف را.
They don't want to make the choice to truly live for God.
انتخاب نمیکنن که واقعا برای خدا زندگی کنن.
Because they love the world.
چون دنیا رو دوست دارن.
And because everything still seems to be going okay, yeah, they think God is pleased for them. They think there's no need to repent of whatever is going on in life. After all, God is blessing us. We are rich and have increased in goods. And have need of nothing. Yeah, that's the mentality of Job's friends. Oh, you have trouble in your life? That must mean you have done something wrong. Because if you do what is right, surely God will bless you. Now that is false. And of course, the book of Job basically points it out. Because Job was a righteous man. And still he went to trials and tribulation. Yeah. So Job was a righteous man.
Ayub nikukar bud.
And he wasn't punished because of his life.
به خاطر زندگیش بلاهاش.
No, he was tested.
آزمایش شده بود ایمانش.
Yeah. And the opposite is around. If everything goes right in our lives, it still can mean that we have sin and God gives us space to repent.
Yeah,
God can be displeased with your life.
خداوند میتونه از زندگیتون راضی باشه.
All things still look okay.
اما همه چیز برای تو نیکو باشه.
For the Laodiceans are halfway in, halfway out.
نه بیرون، همش یه قدم جلوی قدم بیرونن.
Yeah, they think everything is okay.
فکر میکنن همه چی اوکیه.
But the true state is described with these five terms.
اما واقعیتش اینجوریه.
Wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked.
واقعیتش اینه که همشون رغبتبار، فقیر، کورویان.
Yeah, so that is how a lukewarm Christian looks like.
یه مسیحی ولر میشکلیه.
Now, before we're gonna get a better idea of what Jesus is
قبل از اینکه دقت کنیم،
is saying to them.
عیسی مسیح چه چیزی؟
Yeah, what does it mean?
به چه معنی هست؟
To be wretched.
که رغبتبار باشه.
Now, there's only one other place in the Bible, over in the New Testament.
کلمه رغبتبار یعنی چی؟
Actually, in the Bible, that this term is being used.
کتاب مقدس.
And it's in Romans 7. So just look it up and let's get an idea of what kind of person is called wretched.
چه کسی رغبتباره؟
And if you read Romans 7, you can read the whole chapter.
رومیان 7 کل فصل رو میتونی بخونی.
That's a chapter that is about the struggle in the flesh.
مشکل جسمانی مو صحبت میکنه.
So let's read a couple of verses from that.
Have an
idea.
آیه 15-17.
آیه 15 تا 17. From Romans 7. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
کارچه میکنم نمیدانم. زیرا آنچه میخواهم نمیکنم، بلکه کاری را که از آن نفرت دارم به جا میآورم. پس هر کاری را که نمیخواهم به جا آورم، تصدیق میکنم که شریعت نیکوست و اکنون من دیگر فعال آن نیستم، بلکه آن گناهی که در من ساخته.
So we have the struggle in the flesh between the flesh and the spirit. Yeah, the old man and the new man. Yeah. Now skip to verse 24.
آیه 24 بخونی.
And read verse 24 and 25.
24 و 25.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
وای بر من که چه انسان بدبختی هستم. کیست که مرا از این مرد بدن مرگ رهایی بخشد؟ خدا را شکر میکنم به واسطه خداوند ما عیسی مسیح. پس بنابراین من به ذهن خود شریعت خدا را بندگی میکنم، اما به جسم خود شریعت گناه.
What's the meaning of the word wretched there? What is the
Woe to me.
Miserable.
Miserable. Yeah.
Miserable, yeah.
این کلمه بدبختی و کلمه رغبتبار در اصل زبان یونانی دو تا شکل
داره. That is the connotation of the word
یعنی
word wretched.
یعنی رغبتبار و بدبختی به معنی.
Yeah. And
بدبختی.
What makes this person wretched or miserable?
چه کسی انسانو بدبخت میکنه و رغبتبار میکنه؟
Is the fact that there is a struggle.
موضوعش اینه که مشکلی هست.
Where the flesh is dictating what happens rather than the spirit.
چه اتفاقی میفته؟
Of course, the answer to this problem is Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, we can have victory over sin in our lives through Christ.
گناهمون به وسیله مسیح
و طریق مسیح. ما
میتونیم بر روی روحمون قدم برداریم.
Now the lukewarm Christian
مسیحی ولرم
is called wretched, miserable.
بدبخت و رغبتبار خونه.
Yeah, because here's how they will live their lives.
چه زندگیشون شکلیه.
Yeah, they will live their lives after the flesh.
دنبال جسم.
They are carnal, they are worldly.
دنیا دنیاویان بدبختن.
Yeah, the lukewarm Christian is the carnal Christian.
مسیحی واقعی اون مسیح بدبخته.
It's the Christian that loses most of the battles.
اکثر جنگا رو می‌جنگه و می‌بازه با جسمش.
And the second term that is used in Revelation is miserable. I don't know for sure what that term is in Farsi. The second term from Revelation 3, what is that called? It's a very similar term. Miserable.
مستمند.
What is the meaning? What is the meaning of that word in Farsi?
مستمند یعنی چی؟
It's It's a similar to wretched. It's a very similar term. And as we'll see, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 15, where this word comes up in the Bible.
Again,
which again points to a very worldly Christian.
And
of course, 1 Corinthians 15 is a chapter that is about the resurrection.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15 فصلی است که در مورد
1 Corinthians 15 verse 19. Even this life only we hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
اگر فقط در این جهان در مسیح امیدواریم از همه مردم بدبخت
تریم. So who is called miserable here?
کی بدبخت خونده میشه؟
It's the one that has hope only in this life.
که همش امیدش برای دنیاست.
Yeah, the one that has nothing to look forward to.
کسی که هیچ چیزی در آینده نداره بهش نگاه کنه.
You're miserable if that's you.
بدبختی اگر این کارو میخوای کنی.
Now the lukewarm Christian.
اون مسیح ولر.
Yeah, of course they're saved. They go to heaven.
نجات داره میره بهشت اما ولر
به. But their focus is not on eternity.
اما تمرکز زندگیش به زندگی ابدی نیست.
Life on earth.
تمرکزش به زندگی دنیا.
They're not busy with eternal things.
چیزهای دنیوی و ابدی نگاه نمی‌کنه.
They focus on the world, on the now. They live as if their hope is only in this world.
Yeah.
Again, they're worldly Christians, they're carnal Christians. Yeah, and then the next one again, it's the same connotation there, the third one.
Yeah,
even though they say they are rich,
با اینکه میگن
even ثروتمندن they say they are increased with goods
با اینکه میگن ثروت اندوختن
even though they say they are in need of nothing
با اینکه میگن نیاز به هیچی ندارن
in reality they are poor
در واقعیت فقیرن
and of course what is their mindset
فکرشون چیه
they're looking at the things of this world
به چیزهای دنیا نگاه میکنن
yeah now the bible tells us
کلام خداوند به ما میگه
yeah to store up treasures in heaven Not on earth. Yeah, the Bible tells us that we are to be rich towards God.
Yeah,
doing good works.
Yeah,
earning rewards. Yeah, but that's not the only way in which we can be poor before God. We can also spiritually be poor, living in spiritual poverty. Go to Galatians 4:9. Galatians 4:9, but now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage?
اما اکنون که خدا را می شناسید، بلکه خدا شما را می شناسد، چون که باز برمی گردید به سوی آن اصول ضعیف و فقیر که دیگر می خواهید از سر نو آنها را بندگی کنید.
Yeah, so now you know God. You're known by God. Yeah, you know the truth. Yeah, so as a Christian, why do you want to go into bondage again? Why do you want to go dumpster diving like a beggar while you have this great meal to have with Christ? Yeah, life with Christ is better than life without Christ.
Yeah?
God's ways are better than the ways of this world. Why don't you choose that life? Why are you halfway in and halfway out? Yeah? You live in spiritual poverty. Yeah, the Bible teaches us how to raise our kids in the best way. What does the lukewarm Christian do? Oh, I have my own ideas. Oh, I have all these books that I found from the world that teach me how to do it. You're dumpster diving. Well, you can have a great meal. Why do you want the garbage from this world?
Yeah,
the Bible teaches how to do marriage.
کتاب مقدس گفته چجوری ازدواج کنی.
Why are you looking to the world for advice?
چرا دنبال حقیقت در دنیا
میگردی؟ Why do you go back to the weak and beggarly elements?
چرا برمیگردی به اون کسی که فقیر و گداست؟
Why again do you want to be in bondage? Why don't you just go to God's word?
چرا نمیری به
کلام خدا find the truth how to do marriage.
جایی که حقیقت رو پیدا کنی که ببینی
yeah.
چگونه باید
Fill in the topic.
هر موضوعی هست اضافه کنید.
Yeah, the Bible will be true. The Bible will actually be a blessing to you.
کلام خداوند حقیقته و کلام خداوند
The world is the dumpster diving.
تو دنیا دنبال سطل آشغال رفتنه اون آشغاله بوده
the fourth term is
چهارمین نکته
that we're blind
ما کوریم
now go to 2 Peter 1
دوم پتروس 1
and Peter here discusses things that we are to add to our faith
اینجا چیزیست که پتروس میگه به عملتون اضافه کنید
yeah of course faith is the beginning
ایمان آغازه
yeah but that's not where it ends
اینجا تموم نمیشه
there are things in the bible that we need to add to our faith read 2 Peter 2
هست که باید بهش اضافه کنیم دوم پتروس 2
chapter 1 5 till 8 2 Peter 1, 5 to 8. And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
و به همین جهت با تمام سعی بکوشید تا به ایمان خود فضیلت بیفزایید و به فضیلت دانش را و به دانش خیشتنداری و به خیشتنداری صبر و به صبر دینداری را و به دینداری مهر برادرانه و به مهر برادرانه محبت را زیرا هرگاه اینها در شما یافت شود و بیفزایید نمیگذارد در شناخت خداوند ما عیسی مسیح کاهل یا بی‌ثمر بوده باشد.
Yeah, we're saved by faith, by trusting on Jesus Christ. But afterwards, we are supposed to grow, are to increase in knowledge. And it says we need to add these things. And this, when we add these things, it will increase our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, read the next verse. Yeah? We're looking at this word, yeah, being blind. Jesus says to the Laodiceans, you are blind. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
زیرا هر که اینها را ندارد کور و کوتاه نظر است و پاک شدن از گناهان گذشته خود را فراموش کرده.
Had a person that is lacking the things that need to be added to your faith. Yeah? Therefore, they do not have knowledge. They lack knowledge. They are called blind. Yeah? Now, I hope you're starting to see that lukewarm Christians are carnal Christians, worldly Christians. They're not busy with spiritual things. They live in spiritual poverty. They don't have much knowledge about spiritual things. Yet they can think still that they are good Christians. Now, the last thing that Jesus told them, you are naked. And I believe this points to the fact that they're failing as a Christian. Yeah, because being lukewarm is failing as a Christian.
Yeah,
it's obvious for others to see. They don't understand it. They think they're doing well. But others can see right through it. Go to Revelation 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keep his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Inaction doth me ayam. خوشا به حال کسی که بیدار شده لباس خود را نگاه دارد مبادا عریان را برود و رسوایی او را ببیند.
Yeah, that's the idea that those who are naked,
اونایی که عریانن,
yeah, you can see their shame.
میتونی ببینی.
Of course, we don't see what God sees. We cannot look into the heart of people.
ما نمیبینیم آنچه که خدا میبینه. ما در قلب خود مردم نمیتونیم چیزی رو ببینیم.
But if you are around a lukewarm Christian,
مسیحی ولرم هستی,
it doesn't take long to figure out.
زیاد طول نمیکشه تا بفهمی کیه.
Yeah, and they don't realize the obvious that you can see. And others can see. And of course, it's a bad example. You have a group, yeah, of people who claim the name of Christ, who claim to be Christians, and are setting the bad example. Yeah, being carnal Christians, worldly Christians. Now, of course, the question is for you and me. Do we resemble, do you resemble, in any way, the people in this church in Laodicea? Are you a lukewarm Christian? Are you halfway in and halfway out? Yeah, the Christians in Laodicea are Christians that are not choosing a side. They want to keep that food in the world. That's why they're lukewarm and not a fire for God. Is it you? They think they're doing okay. They look at their worldly achievements. Things seem to go okay for them. But they're carnal. They're not busy with things that have eternity value. They're walking after the flesh. They're living in spiritual poverty. They're lacking spiritual knowledge. And their shame is exposed to see for everybody. Is that you? Now, if that is you, now you may want to pay attention to what Jesus has to say next. Because he's going to give some counsel. He doesn't want them to stay in that place that they are lukewarm. Read Revelation 3:18-19. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve. That thou mayest see, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. Yeah, so in verse 18, we're given three things that a lukewarm Christian should change, should do, to change.
But
before we look at these things, look at verse 19 and see what is the angle. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. What does he want them to be? He wants them to be zealous. Zealous Christian. Yeah, so if you're a lukewarm Christian, and halfway, half out Christian, yeah, the kind that Jesus wants to spit out of his mouth, it is not pleasing to him, you need to wake up and turn around and become a zealous Christian. Now, what's the first piece of advice that Jesus gives? The lukewarm Christian, in order to become a zealous Christian. Now, read the beginning of verse 18 again. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that I mayest be rich. Yeah, what does it mean to buy of me gold tried in the fire? Now, go to 1 Peter 1 and read verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, through it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
تا آزمایش ایمان شما از طلای فانی با آزموده شدن در آتش گرانبهاتر است برای ستایش و جلال و اکرام یافت شود در حضور در ظهور عیسی مسیح.
And notice that it starts with the trial of your faith.
آزمایش ایمانت.
Yeah, so what's the idea of buying gold tried in the fire?
طلایی خریدن که در آتش آزموده
شده. It is directly related to you going through trials.
شما و من سختی ها رو تحمل کنیم.
It's when your faith is tried.
و ایمانتون آزمایش شده.
And the idea is, of course, that you come out as a victor at the other side.
و پیروز بیاین اون برش.
Yeah, trials of your faith are much more precious as gold that perishes. Now, naturally, of course, we like to avoid trials. But here it says, trials are precious. They are not to be avoided. That the zealous Christian is a Christian that doesn't avoid trials. He goes through them and prevails. And what it actually does, it brings true riches to your life. Now, listen again to Job. And of course, Job went through a lot of trials. He lost all he had. He lost all his children. His wife turned on him. He lost his health.
Yeah,
Job was tried.
Ayub آزمایش شد.
But was this a bad thing?
آیا بد
Do you think if you would ask Job today
اگر امروز از ایوب بخواین
that this was a bad thing?
آیا بد
No. Listen to what Job said in Job 23:10.
Ayub 23:10.
But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
اما او راهی را که می روم می داند.
Yeah, the end result of trials
آخر
when we get through them,
وقتی پیروز بشیم,
is that we shall come forth as gold.
میتونیم پیروز
it will actually be a good thing for us.
و میتونه نیکو باشه برای
همه. Yeah, a zealous Christian buys gold tried in the fire.
غیرتمند مثل یه طلایی میمونه که در آتش
است. A zealous Christian does not try to avoid hardships. He embraces them.
حقیقت از فرار نمیکنه از سختی ها بلکه اونها رو قبول میکنه.
A zealous Christian has learned to be patient.
واقعی صبوره.
Yeah, when going through the trial.
وقتی سختی ها به زندگیمون میاد.
Keep doing what is right.
ادامه بدیم به کار نیکومون. No matter how hard it gets. به هر شرایط و سختی که هست.
So if you are lukewarm today,
اگر امروز شما بلرمید,
what you need actually is trials in your life.
چیزی که امروز لازم دارین سختی های
And you need to change your attitude towards trials.
رفتارمون در مسیر رو باید عوض کنیم.
Instead of complaining,
به جای اینکه شکایت
cursing,
کنیم, توبه کنیم,
moaning about it,
در حقیقت بخش فوش yeah. بدیم, غر بزنیم.
The zealous Christian says,
یه مسیر با غیرت,
God give it, God take it away.
خدا میگیره,
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, the antidote against lukewarmness warmness
ضد اون کسی که ولرمه
is being tried
اینی که
and getting through it
آزمایش بشه
stronger at the other side
وقتی بیرون اومد قوی تر و محکم تر
it will strengthen your faith
ایمانتو قوی میکنه و زندگیتو
that's what the Laodiceans need
لودیسیان به این چیزها نیاز داشتن
now the next thing that Jesus counseled them to do
چیزی که عیسی مسیح به اونا مشاوره میده
میگه is to put on white raiment
در حقیقت لباس سفید تنشون کنه.
Yeah, to clothe yourself, to cover your nakedness, to cover your shame.
خجالتتون رو با عبای سفید و لباس
Let's read it again. It's the middle part of verse 18. That thou mayest be clothed, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
نصیحت میکنم که طلای خالص شده به آتش را از من بخرید تا سرمند شوی و لباس سفید را تا پوشانیده شوی و ننگ عریانی تو ظاهر نشود و سرمه را تا به چشمان خود کشیده بینایی
یابی. And I know this is a less easier passage because we have a lot of symbolical meaning in it. Yeah, but let's just look this term up. White raiment.
لباس سفید.
Yeah, if Jesus says, hey, I counsel them to take white raiment, if this is the advice to this church in Laodicea, yeah, we should be able to find some clues if we search for this term. White raiment or white robes.
Now,
go to Revelation 3 verse 5. That's a little bit earlier. Here's what it says. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
هر که غالب آمد غالب آید به جامعه سفید ملبس خواهد شد و اسم او را از دفتر عیاد محو نخواهم ساخت بلکه به نام وی در حضور پدرم و فرشتگان او اقرار خواهم
Yeah, or the rest that he overcomes are those who are saved, Christians.
هر که غالب آید
And it says they will receive these white raiments.
جامعه سفید دریافت.
Go to Revelation 4:4.
مکاشفه 4:4.
And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting. Clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. I'm not have time to explain who the 24 elders are. Listen to my sermon on Revelation chapter 4.
Yeah.
In short, I believe these are human beings that are in heaven. And we see they're clothed in white raiment. Go to Revelation 6. And read verse 11. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season unto their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
و به هر یکی از ایشان جامعه‌ای سفید داده شد و به ایشان گفته شد که اندکی دیگر آرام گیرند تا عدد همسفران و برادرانشان که مثل ایشان کشته خواهند شد تمام شد.
Yeah, again, this is, if you want to know more what this exactly is about, but this is about the end times, where we have persecution of Christians,
yeah?
And then we hear of those who are slain for the word of God in the end times, they are given white robes when they come into heaven. So when we see white raiment in the Bible,
yeah,
it is Christians believers who are in heaven that are given them.
Now,
the other time you will see white raiment, it is when angels are described or where Jesus in his glory is described. Now you might say, what has this to do with the Laodiceans being lukewarm? Yeah. How do white raiments get the Laodiceans away from being lukewarm and becoming zealous Christians?
Now,
I'll give you my opinion, but I believe this is actually pointing
at.
What is the issue with the Laodiceans? They're one foot in the world. They're halfway in, halfway out. They're carnal Christians. They're worldly. They live after the flesh. Now, the instruction is, the counsel is, put on white raiment. Not in when they come to heaven, no, now.
Makashev 7:10. It also talks to put your white raiment. Yeah.
Yeah, so put raiment on now, not.
Alam bepush.
Yeah. Now, what is the idea behind that?
نظرش چیه?
Now, the idea behind it is that we are to start living
از الان شروع کنیم زندگی کردن.
Like we would live in heaven.
زمانی که در آس بهشت هستیم.
Yeah. Like we would be dressed in white raiment.
مثل لحظه‌ای که لباس سفیدمون بر تن در بهشت. امروز هم اونجوری زندگی کنیم.
Right, living before God.
امروز هم در خداوند درست زندگی کنیم که همونجوری که در آس بهشت.
If you don't make steps towards right living, اگر امروز قدم بر
نداریم که درست زندگی کنیم.
You will remain lukewarm. If you don't take steps to getting rid of the sins out of your life and adding good works to your life, you're never
going to
be a zealous Christian on fire for God. You're
going to
be remaining
lukewarm.
Yeah? So what you are listening today to, is that what you would listen to in heaven?
آیا اون حرفی است که ما امروز گوش میکنی همون چیزی که آسمان نگاه میکنید
Would you do the things you're doing now here on earth? Would you do these things if you would be in heaven? If not, you should stop doing these things on earth. Yeah? Put on white raiment. Start living as if you would be living already in heaven. Yeah, start walking right before God. Yeah, what you would do in heaven, do it here on earth. Go to Matthew
6.
Which we have this example prayer that Jesus gives.
این نمونه رو داریم که عیسی مسیح اعلام میکنه.
The question is, teach us how to pray, and then this Jesus teaches this prayer.
و عیسی مسیح دعا رو بهمون یاد داده.
Listen how this prayer starts.
ببینیم دعا چجوری شروع میشه.
After this manner, therefore pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:9-10.
پس شما به این طور دعا کنید ای پدر ما که در آسمانی نام تو مقدس باد ملکوت تو بیاید اراده تو چنان که در آسمان است بر زمین نیز کرده شود.
Yeah, here's the prayer. Here's how it starts. Yeah. Thy will, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we are to pray for. Now, what about you starting with yourself? Yeah, by letting God's will be done in your life as it should be in heaven, on earth as it should be in heaven. And of course, when you are doing it, when you start living right before God,
و درست برای خداوند
قدم
برداری اون لختیتون رو
برداری بقیه
چیزهای
دنیاییتون
رو مسیحیت دنیاییتون رو نمیبینه بلکه روحانیتون رو
میبینه و شروع میکنه
اون مسیحی پرغیرت
که
میخواد برای خداوند زندگی کنه رو ببینه.
آخرین
قسمت آیه 18 رو بخون.
And anoint thine eyes with eyes of that thou mayest see. Last part of verse 18.
آخر آیه 18.
و سرمه را تا به چشمان خود کشیده بینایی یابی.
What is this about?
سرمه کشیدن و بینایی یافتن چیست؟
It's about spiritual eyes being opened.
چشمان روحانیمون باز شدن.
Go to Psalm 119:18.
مزمور 119:17.
Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
چشمانم را بگشا تا از شریعت تو شگفتی ها ببینم.
Yeah, of course, this is a good verse to just pray before you start reading the Bible.
دعایی خوبی است که انجام بدیم وقتی کلامو میخونیم.
God, open my eyes.
چشمانم را باز کن خدا.
Yeah, so I may see.
که ببینم.
So I can see spiritually what you're saying in your word.
کلامی که با من میخوای حرف بزنی و ببینم.
Yeah, that I will take to heart that I
من در قلبم انجام بدم در اون
what your law says.
That
the zealous Christian
yeah,
wants to learn things of God.
میخواد چیزهای خداوند رو ببینه.
He's interested in things of God.
نیکوس براش کارهای خداوند دیدن.
In Psalm 1 we have to bless a man. What does he do? He meditates on the word day and night.
اونی که برکت داره که روز شب و روز برای خداوند کلام خدا فکر میکنه.
Joshua is instructed the same thing.
اعلام شده بهش که همین کارو بکنه.
Don't let the word of God leave from you.
دنیای کلام خدا
رو keep it close. Meditate on it day and night.
به هر روزه بهش فکر کن.
And if you do that,
اگر این کارو کردی,
it will change your life.
زندگی تو عوض میکنه.
Now the word of God will work in your life.
کلام خداوند تو زندگی هممون کار میکنه.
Yeah. So what's the counsel for the lukewarm Christian?
برای اون مسیحی که ولرمه چه پیشنهادی داده
میشه؟ The Laodicean kind of Christian.
لوکیانی که مسیحیایی هستن که ولرمه.
Now the answer to that, the counsel is
مشورت اینه که
that you need trials in your life.
احتیاج به اون سختی‌ها دارید.
And go to them like Job did.
مثل ایوب از اونها بگید.
So you will come forward as gold.
که شما هم مثل طلا بیرون بیاید.
You need to start living rightly before God.
در مقابل خدا شروع کن درست
زندگی کنی. Yeah, live like you live in heaven.
مثل دنیا زندگی کن امروز.
Yeah, put on white raiments.
اون لباس سفید رو بر تنت کن.
You need to become busy
شروع کن فعال کردن
with the word of God.
بذار به کلام خداوند.
So that your eyes are open and you can see.
که چشمانتون باز بشه و بتونین حقیقت خداوند رو
ببینید. Yeah. So that you're not deceived and believing.
گول نخورید و نه ایمان نداشته باشید.
That all is well.
که همه چیز خوبه.
Yeah, well, you're a whole and all of our Christian.
نه داخلی نه بیرون.
And Jesus says, hey, these things are wrong. You're wretched. You're miserable.
آدم پلیدی هستید.
You're blind, you're poor, you're naked.
در حقیقت عریانید.
Yeah. Being in the word of God will reveal that to you.
خداوند برای خودت آشکار میشه اون چیزایی که
تو زندگیت نیست.
آیه 19 رو بخونید.
As many Revelation 3 as many as I love I rebuke and chasten be zealous therefore and repent.
هر که را من دوست دارم توبه و تردید می نمایم پس به غیرت بیا و توبه نما.
This message sounds pretty harsh towards this church.
برای این کلیسا سخت نه.
That's because it is a rebuke.
چون در حقیقت تنبیهه.
Yeah, but it is done out of love.
اما تنبیه با محبت.
And here in verse 19,
آیه 19 میگه.
He's letting them know.
و بهشون میگه.
That even though they're not in a good place.
با اینکه جای خوبی نیستی.
Yeah, he still loves them.
اما هر کی رو دوست داره.
And he explains to them, hey, the fact that I'm rebuking you.
با اینکه دارم تصحیحتون میکنم چون دوستت دارم.
It means I care.
یعنی اهمیت دارم.
Go to Hebrews 12.
عبرانیان 12.
Hebrews 12, 6 till 8. Hebrews 12, 6 till 8.
12, 6 to 8.
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And scourged every son whom he received. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
Zira har ke ra Khodavand dost mi darad, tobih mi farmayad. Va har farzandi ra ke mi pazirad, be taziyane mi zanad. Agar mutaammil ta'dib shavid, Khoda va shoma misl با پسران رفتار نمی‌نماید. زیرا کدام پسر است که پدرش او را تعدیب کند. اما اگر بدون تعدیب می باشید که همه از آن بهره یافتند پس شما حرام داده اید نه پسر.
Yeah, who God loves, He chastens. It says He scourges every son He receives. Yeah, if you're a lukewarm Christian today, yeah, God rebukes you. You need to change. This is not a good place for you to remain. But He also says, hey, know that I love you. Yeah. He corrects you as a good father.
بدون که دوست دارم مثل یه پدری که دوست دارم دارم تنبیه و تعدیب
میکنم.
خداوند میخواد که تو رو عوض کنه و زندگی مسیحی داشته باشی.
Now, if you be living like the world and
اگر مثل دنیا زندگی میکنی,
God never corrects you,
خداوند هیچ وقت تو رو درست
نمیکنه. If he never draws your attention,
اگر هیچ وقت توجهش رو به تو جلب نکنه,
there might be another problem.
یه مشکل دیگه هم شاید باشه.
He might not be your father.
شاید پدرت.
Yeah, you might be a bastard.
شاهیت حرومزاده ای.
Yeah, but those who are his.
اما هر کی مال خداست.
He loves them.
دوستش داره.
And therefore also he corrects.
پس تنبیه و
therefore also he rebukes like he's rebuking the Laodiceans.
مثل کلیسای لودیسیان.
And he lets them know.
و بهشون میگه.
Yeah, okay, this is harsh. This is rebuking.
سخته. تنبیه شدین. نامه سختی بود. اما بدونی که دوستتون داره.
Yeah, turn.
Read verse 20.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
اینک بر در ایستاده می کوبم. اگر کسی صدای مرا بشنود و در را باز کند، به نزد او در خواهم آمد و با وی شام خواهم خورد و او نیز با من.
Now, there's a lot of false teaching about this verse.
I think
people say, oh, this is about Jesus knocking on your heart and you need to get saved. No, it's nothing to do with this.
He's
speaking to a church. Where is Jesus at the moment? He's standing outside. He's knocking. What does he want?
It
says he wants to sup, he wants to dine with them. He wants to have fellowship with them. Yeah? Yeah, he's not only telling them, hey, I rebuke you,
but
know that I also love you. He also tells them, hey, I'm ready to have fellowship with you. Now, what does that tell you about the lukewarm Christian? The lukewarm Christian has very little of no fellowship with God.
Yeah?
Yes, they're on their way to heaven because they're saved. So basically by faith, they're missing out
on fellowship with God. و اون لذت حضور خدا رو ندارن.
What do you mean?
منظورم چیه؟
I mean that if we are friends with the world,
اگر با دنیا دوستیم,
if we are those carnal Christians,
اگر اون مسیحای جسمانی هستیم,
if we just walk after the flesh,
اگر دنبال جسممون قدم برمی‌داریم,
that affects our relationship with God.
رابطمون با خداوند رو درگیر کرده.
James 4 verse 4.
یعقوب 4:4.
He adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:4.
Yaqub 4:4.
ای زناکاران مرد و زناکاران زن، آیا نمیدانید که دوستی دنیا دشمنی خداست؟ از هر که میخواهد دوست دنیا باشد دشمن خدا
گردد. You cannot please both. They don't go together. Yeah, you can't serve God and the man. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And of course, that's the core problem in the church of
Laodicea.
Yeah, they cannot choose. They're halfway in, halfway out. Yeah, if you are lukewarm today, Jesus loves you as one of his children. That's why he rebukes you. That is why he corrects. And of course, ideally, we respond before he needs to correct. That would be the smart thing to do. And he's ready to come and have fellowship with you. And you might say, I've messed up. In so many ways. First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First John
1:9.
Now, where is this chapter about?
In fast time, what did you
hear? I believe it's verse 7 that tells you that.
Oh, you have to
wait to begin. Is it 5? No, this is the wrong chapter. Wait. Read also verse...
Oh,
yeah, read also verse 7.
Oh, you have to shambach.
Yeah, listen to what this is about. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin.
اما اگر در نور گام برداری، چنانکه او در نور است با یکدیگر مشارکت داریم و yeah. اون پسر او عیسی مسیح ما را از هر گناه پاک می‌سازد.
Please also verse 3.
عیسی هم بخوان.
At which we have seen and heard declare we unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ.
از آنکه دیده و شنیده ایم شما را اعلام می نماییم تا شما هم با ما مشارکت داشته باشید
yeah.
و اما شراکت ما با پدر و با پسرش عیسی مسیح است.
Yeah. Verse 9 is about how we can get right with God, how we can have fellowship with Him again, to restore our relationship. Yeah, you can read the whole chapter at home. Now, that's what He wants for the church in Laodicea. Yeah, the Christians there. Now, that's what He wants for you and me. Yeah, if we look warm today, we need to take heed the advice that Jesus has given. Now, these last two verses. To Him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sit down with the Father in his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
آنکه غالب آید این را به وی خواهم داد که بر تخت سلطنت من با من بنشیند چنانکه من غلبه یافتم و با پدر خود بر تخت سلطنت اون نشستم هر که گوش دارد بشنود که روح به کلیسا ها چه میگوید
yeah, he didn't have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches.
روح به کلیسا چه میگوید
Amen.
آمین.